Today on Courage.
And so I'm on the treadmill, no bra because it would have dislodged the leads, no modesty gown. The girls are just going crazy.
Nancy Kimmerly, from boardroom to operating room, this powerful corporate executive fights for her life.
I remember standing outside surrounded by all of these high-rise buildings, and the cell phone reception was crappy, and she said, I hate doing this on the phone, but you have cancer.
Her entire world comes crashing down with one word, cancer.
I also remember standing in the parking lot in the dark that night and thinking, I can do this.
Hear Nancy's courageous journey and how she proves it's not how you fall, but how you get back up. Hi, and welcome to the very first episode of Courage with me, Brenda Snow. I know a thing or two about courage. Since 1993, I have been living with and fighting multiple sclerosis. And since then, I've met thousands of people with a variety of medical conditions who have redefined the very meaning of courage. So I'm excited to finally be sharing these powerful stories of hope, inspiration, and of course, courage with you. So let me start with breast cancer survivor, Nancy Kimmerly. Nancy was a powerful corporate executive working her way up that ladder in a male-dominated environment. She was on that fast track, nothing could stop her. But Nancy's world came crashing down when the doctor called her and said, you have breast cancer. What happened next is an incredible story of courage and strength. So let's take a look at Nancy Kimmerly. People that know you, what adjectives would they use to describe you?
Focused, I think that would come to mind. I would hope they would say that I am very dedicated to helping other people succeed. And my whole career has been around helping managers and employees do well, feel good about themselves, succeed.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever feel there was a time that, you know, you could do that for other people, help them succeed, but then when you started on your cancer journey, which we'll talk about in a minute, that did you ever feel that you were at a place where, I don't know if I have those tools, I've given those tools, I've taught those tools, but do I really have them inside of me? Did that ever cross your mind?
Oh, absolutely. Especially when you've been diagnosed with something like cancer mm-hmm. that you don't know very much about. Beyond being terrified, it's, can I do this? Mm-hmm. Do I have what it takes inside me to do this? And I remember I had been diagnosed, I had had my surgery, I hadn't seen the oncologist yet, and I went to a breast cancer support group. Mm-hmm. I needed to fill those days before my appointment with something that was productive. And in the group that night, I heard all of these women, some of them with very advanced stages, some of them who were kind of new on the journey like I was, and they shared their stories. They shared their good days, their bad days. There was so much laughter and hope in that room that night and so much information that I came away feeling a bit overwhelmed because of the information. But I also remember standing in the parking lot in the dark that night and thinking, I can do this.
What type of breast cancer do you have?
I have HER2-positive breast cancer. Mm-hmm. I thought that was some feminist kind of thing. HER2-positive breast cancer, estrogen-positive breast cancer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how many women are affected by the type of breast cancer that you had?
About 25%.
Okay. And does it, tell me about your treatments. I mean, I know that you have to take a more of a targeted therapy approach.
Absolutely.
Radiation, chemo. Tell me, you know, what you confronted.
I went the whole gamut. I did two surgeries and...
Were they lumpectomies?
Lumpectomies. Okay. Did not have clear margins. So they went back in and they said, if there's any chance that we feel that we're not getting really clear margins, then we'll do a mastectomy. And you've signed off all of those releases and what have you. So, of course, when you wake up, the first thing is like, are you there, girls? Yeah. But I'll tell you something funny. Mm-hmm. When you get ready for a lumpectomy, they put in these wires and these kind of, they have hooks on them, and they put in dye markers so that the surgeon knows where to go. Well, after they had put in these long wires, and they're about 3 inches long, they then taped this huge Dixie cup. I'd like to say it's huge. It was probably standard size, but anyway, this Dixie cup to keep the wires protected so that they don't get dislodged. And then in our facility, you had to walk, you know, this walk of shame that went through this waiting room where there were these men, there were women, you know, and you've got this enormous...
Like Madonna.
Like Madonna, yeah. God. So I've always wanted a D cup, and there it was.
Yeah, so I don't mean to trivialize cancer, but I think in my experience of the, you know, thousands of patients with all different kinds of diseases I've talked to over the years, the ones that seem to be a little bit more successful, at least mentally handling it, are the ones that can find a little bit of the humor.
Well, cancer is so funny.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what happened next. I mean, what next? Did you start chemotherapy, radiation? What did that next 18 months look like?
I started with Adriamycin, Cytoxan, and then Taxol, mm-hmm. combined with Herceptin, which is specific to mm-hmm. HER2 type mm-hmm. of cancer. And thank God that I have cancer today, yeah. in 2012, because before Herceptin, the prognosis for women with HER2-positive breast cancer was not very good.
Yeah.
I did Herceptin for a year. I also did 7 weeks of daily radiation and then 6 years of an aromatase inhibitor because of the estrogen-positive side.
Wow. And you just finished that 6 years.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Does it feel like... good or overwhelming, or are you nervous? I mean, what does it feel like? Like, wow,
yes,
I'm
all
done.
Of those things.
I'm done.
All of those things. You've passed a real milestone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, for me, having had cancer, I don't know that you ever get past the point where you will feel some fear every time you go to the oncologist, every time you have your mammogram. Every time, you know, something goes wrong for an instant or a little longer, you may think, oh, my God, is it back?
Mm-hmm. But does it consume you every day?
Not at all.
So you don't even think of it anymore?
I think of it, but it does not consume me. It's part mm-hmm. of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a cancer survivor, mm-hmm. and the emphasis is on survivor mm-hmm. and not cancer.
What would be your best advice for... not just women with breast cancer, but anybody that just hears that word, you have cancer. I mean, what would you tell them?
Take a deep breath, or mm-hmm. several, and then get a lot of information and make your decisions slowly. You don't need to rush into things. And I know for myself, the feeling was, get it out. Get
See,
it out
I think
right
I would,
now.
I would rush. I mean, I have multiple sclerosis, a little
yes,
bit different, but... immediately when you said that, I was thinking, no, I would want to rush. So yeah. You say, take your time,
take
get all the
time.
Information.
You know, there's nothing wrong with a second opinion, a third opinion, however many opinions you need so that you feel very comfortable with the decisions that you're about to make.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to have a mastectomy, sure, you can have reconstruction, but you can't put that breast back on. If you decide to have a lumpectomy, you know, you may run a little more of a risk. For every woman, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
So be comfortable with what works for you, not for your neighbor, your sister, your whoever.
And really take the time to do that.
Yeah.
What's the most important moment, message, thing, whatever you want to call it, that you've learned on your journey that you could share with everybody else?
Part of it, I think, is acceptance. My mantra became, it is what it is. And so whether it's a side effect that you didn't want, or it's a wonderful new friend that you found, it is what it is. And to use it as a learning experience, approach each day as a new day and with a lot of gratitude. And I think most cancer patients would tell you they are so grateful for every day that comes from that point forward. I read somewhere that worrying is misuse of good imagination. So use that to think about the possibilities rather than limitations. And to respect your body. You got to respect your body and listen to it.
Yep. Well, Nancy, Miss Nancy Kimmerly, thank you for sharing your time and your heart and your wisdom with us here on Courage. And I know that people can learn more about you and your journey at whatnext.com. And I just want to sincerely thank you for being so inspiring. And I love you.
Oh.
Thank you. Wow, I love Nancy. She has such a courageous story. I hope that you really enjoyed her too. And I'm excited for you to meet all of these courageous people. I know that you will be inspired and empowered. Every one of these people faced their challenges by not saying, why me? But instead, what next? And for those of you asking the same question, visit whatnext.com to get more firsthand insights from Nancy and thousands of other patients just like you. So I hoped you enjoyed this episode of Courage. Come back again. We're looking forward to seeing you next time.